FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
That is Chris Wallace from Fox News Sunday. And Chris, I appreciate your time this morning. Can you give us, do you have any news? I understand Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been hospitalized. Have you heard about that?
Yes. I just from news sources here that she apparently was working in her chambers in the Supreme Court last evening and fell and apparently fractured three ribs and was taken to a hospital for observation. And it's obviously a nasty fall, but I don't think it's anything more than that.
Oh, good, good. We all worry when we have elderly loved ones how dangerous that can be. So I'm glad to hear that she's okay. What's your reaction to the president's press conference yesterday? Quite unusual, a little combative at times.
A little combative. That's like saying World War II was a little combative. I've never seen anything like it. I was a member of the White House press corps for 6 years covering Ronald Reagan, and obviously I've watched the press-president relations for the 40 years I've been in Washington. I never saw anything like it, and it was just unbelievably combative, and I have to say, unbelievably disrespectful of the president and the presidency. I like to think that I'm a veteran and that I don't, you know, flutter and faint when things get a little angry. But, you know, I covered the White House with Sam Donaldson, and things got pretty heated covering Reagan. But we always remembered that he was the president, and we always remembered that our job was to be reporters asking questions, not players arguing with the president.
Thank you.
That's what I saw yesterday too often is the case of Jim Acosta being the most egregious, where it didn't seem like he really wanted to ask a question. It sounded like he wanted to get into a fight. Now, having said that, and I really do think that Acosta embarrassed himself, one, the president knows Acosta's reputation, and, you know, you could argue, why did he call on him in the first place? And, you know, and did he, in fact, kind of want that confrontation? You know, it certainly got people's attention off the fact that he lost the House. And then, secondly, the decision last night to pull his press credentials. I don't hold any particular, I don't have much use for Acosta's performance. But I think it really does create a kind of a dangerous precedent when White Houses start pulling reporters' credentials, because even if some cases it's bad behavior, what if the coverage is critical or
sure,
or you know, you don't like the line that the or the question that the reporter asked? So that certainly troubles me.
I understand that, and I'm so happy to hear you explain that from the viewpoint of somebody who's been a member of the White House press corps. I was a reporter for many years. I said if I interviewed Dick Durbin, as much as I disagreed with some of his policies, I never perceived my role to be one of getting in a debate with him over that. I ask him the question, I wait for his answer.
Look, you can ask tough questions, and you can, you know, present a different point of view as somebody else's, not your own. But, you know, the real reason you're there isn't to win an argument. It's to ask a question and get what the newsmaker, whether it's the president or somebody else, what their opinion is and what their view is or their policy. And from the moment he was called on, it seemed he wanted to get in a fight over over the caravan and not to try to explore what the president's thinking was on that. And I just got to say that the tone was quite extraordinary throughout. There were a lot of reporters there, serious reporters asking serious questions, but there were some, again, who seemed more interested in getting in a fight. And here's part of the problem I have with this. I'm going to give you a longer answer than your question.
That's okay.
But I think that I very much disagree with a lot of what the president says about the press. We're not the enemy of the people. We're in the First Amendment to the Constitution. I think he is deliberately inflammatory and tries to gin up popular anger, particularly among his base, towards the media. But the worst mistake we can make is to take the bait. In other words, no matter how much he provokes us, our role is to be reporters, to be respectful, We can, you know, that doesn't mean we are lapdogs. We can certainly call balls and strikes. If the president says something that is false, I think we can certainly and should point that out. But the idea that we're gonna fight fire with fire, I think, is a big mistake. And I think too many of my colleagues have done that.
So is there a point here where the Correspondents Association or the Poynter organization or somebody who speaks for the journalism industry stands up and says, you know what, CNN, we understand you supporting your employee, Mr. Acosta, but we think you need to reconsider the approach that some of your correspondents take in these situations?
Well, I don't know whether that would have happened, but now, because of the fact that his press pass has been pulled, that's not what the issue is for the White House Correspondents Association. It's all about getting his press pass back and sending a very firm signal that, you know, you can't kick reporters out of the White House who you don't like. And, you know, and think about it this way. Let's say during the Obama years, if you had a very aggressive Fox News reporter, again, bad behavior is bad behavior, but if suddenly you'd heard, and I would say this to your audience, if suddenly you heard that Barack Obama had pulled the press pass for the chief White House correspondent for Fox, I think a lot of people would have been very unhappy. And that's the danger in that. And in fact, at one point, the White House didn't do something that egregious, but they stopped, they started having these pools where there would be an official and it would be a round robin and everybody would get 5 minutes to talk to the reporter. And they said, well, no, we're not, Fox is not in the pool. And I have to say, to their credit, our colleagues in the TV pool, including CNN, said, if they don't get an interview with this official, we don't get an interview. We're not, you know, we'll boycott. And that really forced the White House to back down. So the Obama White House. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. There is some talk about boycotting press briefings and things like that until Acosta gets his credentials back.
Well, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. I wonder, because the president seems to be really good at pivoting discussions by firing Jeff Sessions yesterday. That, I mean, I'm guessing that's got to be one of the big topics for this weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
He's already floating candidates, right?
I mean, this is the amazing thing about this president is his ability to control the news cycle. I mean, he had a mixed night on Tuesday. It certainly wasn't the almost complete victory that he said it was. I mean, he lost the House, so that's a big deal. But nobody's talking about that today. They're talking about the fight with the press. They're especially talking about the firing of Jeff Sessions and the impact that has on the Mueller investigation. We'll cover it all on Sunday. We'll certainly cover Sessions and what this means for Mueller, but we'll also cover the events in the election, which certainly has created a different power dynamic here in Washington.
Yeah, it's always good when the president can pick his opponents, like his endorsement of Nancy Pelosi. That was classic.
That was pretty interesting, wasn't it? We'll even give her some votes. If she needs some Republican votes, we'll give it to her.
Chris Wallace, always enjoy your show. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Chris Wallace, Fox News Sunday. Of course, if you can't catch it on Fox, you can listen to it right here on FM News Talk 97.1 on Sunday afternoon. We'll carry it for you here.